first parak of Saita Mishnah Hay. We're continuing the process of Hashkoas HaSaita, giving the Saita to drink the bitter waters. They brought her up to Yerushalayim, and now they try to tell her to admit so we don't have to raise the name of Hashem. If she did admit and say the act happened, Shaver's Ksuvasa, she loses her Ksuva because she caused the marriage to have to be terminated, and Yoitzis, and she gets divorced. But she says, no, I'm not going to admit because nothing happened. We have the gate. We bring her to the gate, which is near Shar Nikanor on the eastern side of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. Okay. And this Shar Nikna was the gate in between Ezra's Noshim and Ezra's Yisrael, which is higher up on the mountain. So what they would do is they would bring her up to Shar Nikna, which higher up on the mountain. Shesham Mashkim Asoitas, this is the place where eventually we'll give her a drink. Matayimus Hayoldais, a woman that had to bring a certain type of korban, they would stand over there at the time of the korban. Matayimus Mutzarayim, also another type of Tumas Taras. They had to bring a korban at a certain point of the entire process, they would stand over there. The Kohen Oiches Begadea. So the kids, they're going to bring her up and down the mountain over there of the Hazara to wear her out, that maybe she will give in and admit. And they hold her garments. Nikru, nikru. If they get torn, they get torn. Nifrumu, nifrumu. If they get unraveled, it's a bigger rip. And that's what happened. Atru megalas liba, till her chest area gets revealed. It was all to be mevazah her v'seisah sa'ara. Her hair was covered. He'd open up the whatever it was tied up with and braided. He said, if it looked pretty to see her chest area, that he would not open it. And if her hair was it looked nice to have her hair open, they would not do it. That is not the halacha. The point of this is it's a very embarrassing situation for the woman, and that's what she has to go through.